People tend to think about the hungry during the holiday season, when they participate in canned food drives. In the Wood River Valley, though, they want to change perceptions about when to think about the hungry and even how to think about their food. Tom Michael reports.
It's a sunny afternoon in the town of Bellevue. Brooke McKenna looks out over her computer into a waiting room of about a dozen people. She's the director of operations here at the Hunger Coalition.
Okay, you're number 37.
When clients walk in, she takes their card, enters them into her computer, and assigns them a number. When the number's called, they get to push a shopping cart down an aisle of shelves stocked with food. This is a distribution, and it happens 3 days a week.
Today, yeah, is going generally pretty well. It's about 15 to 30 minutes wait time on average.
A young woman and her child walk through, filling their cart as volunteer Eleanor Ward guides them.
And we have all this soup. You can take 8 cans. We have chicken noodle and tomato. And either a loaf of bread or tortillas.
This scene plays out in food pantries across the country, but it seems surprising here near Sun Valley, where you can find multi-million dollar homes and a famous 82-year-old ski resort.
This is Sun Valley. People spend their lives doing what they want to do, and that's the way it should be, here at Sun Valley.
But that outside polish masks a cold, hard truth.
We are living in the 8th most expensive county in the nation for food.
That's Jean Liston, executive director, describing the root of the problem. Service industry wages are often low and not reliable year-round. Plus, there are limited housing options.
Affordable housing is a huge issue here.
Blaine County, like elsewhere in Idaho, is enjoying a period of low unemployment right now. Workers are in high demand.
We're having record numbers of people coming to us this year, despite this improved economy, and we believe it's at least in part because people move here thinking they can get a great job, but they have no idea how expensive it is to live here. And they find themselves upside down. They can't find an affordable place to live, and they end up in our lines.
And labor is seasonal, with tourist peaks in the summer and the winter. But crowds have gathered in this waiting room all year long. McKenna points to her computer screen.
And this year, this is our purple. Normally when we would have declined in the spring, we spiked. Normally when we would have declined in the summer, our numbers remained high. So we actually have no idea what we're facing for the winter months.
The Hunger Coalition is celebrating 15 years, and Liston, who joined in 2007, is still surprised by the broad reach of food insecurity.
I think that people would be shocked to know the wide variety of families that come through our doors, and we're always surprised as staff about how many people we actually might know. Some of their neighbors and their friends that, you know, we all fall on hard times.
After sending out a questionnaire in 2015, they realized something new. They weren't reaching all the people they could.
46% of the people responded to a survey that we sent out that no matter how bad it got, they would never seek emergency food assistance, but they'd be willing to work or volunteer in exchange for food.
It was like a light bulb went off. Volunteers would work in the garden outside or at Bloom Community Farm in Haley in exchange for some of the harvest.
Last year was our first year with Volunteer for Veggies program, and we were hoping to get 25 people out on the farm volunteering. We ended up with 229.
Understanding that pride was key for them, plus their commitment to fresh food. Ryan Weninger, the warehouse supervisor, explains that it's not just cans on shelves here.
So this is our walk-in fridge. This is where we store most of our produce, whether it's donated or comes from our farm. Over there, we have our freezer. That's where we store most of our proteins.
You can also find fresh food and books to share in their mobile orange truck that goes around town. And it doesn't say hunger or food bank anywhere on it. That was also part of their attempt to chip away at the stigma. According to the coalition, more than one-third of the county's population is either considered food insecure or one crisis away from that status. And teens are a special focus of their volunteer farm, helping to instill a sense of value and pride as they pass into adulthood. And in this era of cheaper and cheaper food, there's a commitment here not to sacrifice nutrition for calories and not to sacrifice dignity just to fulfill a need. In Bellevue, Tom Michael, Boise State Public Radio News.